Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
The touching story behind the promise Gary Sinise made to a veteran's widow that changed everything. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. After Leslie McCadden lost her veteran husband, she and her children met Gary Sinise at the Snowball Express program put on by the Actors Foundation. Gary made a promise to Leslie that day and honored it for years to come. And Leslie recalls how it helped bring redemption to the family's story of tragedy. For Leslie McCadden, things started out like a Hallmark love story. She met her husband when he was a soldier in the bomb squad in Oklahoma. They weathered his service and deployments, fell in love, got married, and had four kids. But then, things took a tragic turn. Leslie McCadden's husband began working in the medical field, but he also began struggling with emotional regulation and suicidal ideation, maybe caused by his time on the bomb squad, or maybe not. Things got so bad, Leslie eventually realized she and her kids needed some separation from her husband. She hadn't stopped loving him, but wanted to keep her children safe. While Leslie and her kids were away, her husband committed suicide in the labor and delivery wing of the same hospital where he was a beloved, respected, and up-and-coming OBGYN resident. The tragedy rocked Leslie McCadden and her children. She tried to pick up the pieces, tried to find the happy ending, but kept coming up short. But then, God brought redemption to this tragic story in the most unexpected way. During the family's second Christmas since her husband's suicide, Leslie McCadden and her children attended a Snowball Express charity event in Dallas, put on by the Gary Sinise Foundation. Leslie had the honor of meeting Gary Sinise face-to-face at the event, where he made her a promise. "We won't forget you. We love you," he told her. I don't know if it was the tone of his voice, the warmth in his eyes, or the grip of his hug. Whatever it was, it felt true, Leslie recalled. I believed him. Year after year, Leslie says Gary Sinise and his foundation have never stopped showing up. The Gary Sinise Foundation shows up for my kids and thousands of others for the annual Snowball Express event right before Christmas, she says. Right at the end of the year, when our broken hearts aren't sure they can take one more day of grief, they give us a tsunami of love and an ever-flowing river of new memories. And year after year, Gary personally meets Leslie McCadden and her family at the airport and greets each of them by name. Even though the event looked very different amidst the COVID-19 pandemic, the foundation managed to pull off the Snowball Express event virtually. And Leslie's kids still had so much fun and got so much out of the experience. As the widow sat back and watched her kids participate, laughing and sharing memories of their late father, she finally saw the redemption she'd sought for so long. Against all the odds, Leslie McCadden and her children had found triumph in tragedy, and Gary Sinise's program was a big part of that. My kids have emerged as the sort of human beings who are looking for where they can spread love like it's been showered on them. They want to be like their dad, and they want to be like Gary Sinise, Leslie wrote. Somehow, Hollywood, with all its bad rap for being a place of selfish ambition and insatiable vanity, has, for us, become the backdrop of selfless service. Each year, multiple celebrities and thousands of volunteers show my kids that the most rewarding thing any of them could ever do with their lives is to help others, to serve, to be grateful, to inspire. Leslie's positive news story reminds us that God always has redemption waiting for us just around the corner. Not only does Leslie McCadden now use her incredible talent as a writer to inspire others, she also heads up Widows Like Us. There, she uses the tragedies she's endured to help encourage others facing similar adversities in their own lives. And this is how God works. We live in a broken world where evil exists. God doesn't cause the bad things that happen in our lives, but He does make provisions to use all of our struggles and tragedies for a greater cause. Lean into Him today. Give over all of your troubles and worries to Him, and look for the redemption He already has waiting for you. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time, casting all your worries on Him because He cares for you. Be sober and self-controlled. Be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, walks around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Withstand him steadfast in your faith, knowing that your brothers who are in the world are undergoing the same sufferings. But may the God of all grace, who called you to His eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a little while, perfect, established, strengthen, and settle you. 1 Peter 5, 6-10.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast, and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. This episode was produced and edited by Stacy Marshall. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
No matter what you're going through, you are not alone. Sis, if you've experienced pain in your father-daughter relationship, I want you to know that you are loved and seen. I'm Kia Stevens, host of the Hope for Women with Father Wounds podcast, and I created my show to help you exchange your father wounds for the love of God the Father. Join me for encouragement, wisdom, and scripture. Just search Hope for Women with Father Wounds on lifeaudio.com or wherever you get your podcasts.